Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. Mm-hmm. And this Thursday morning, April 2nd, Pastor Diana, what happened to the year?
It is sure moving very quickly.
I'm telling you. Come on there. I just celebrate Christmas. It's a wink. I just wink my eyes. And it's April already, okay?
Speaking of celebrations, we have a great three-day celebration coming this week, starting tomorrow on Good Friday.
Let's talk about it. Our
Good Friday service at Living Word Church at 7 p.m., the seven last sayings of Jesus Christ. And if you saw any of our promotional materials, we have the words confidence, community, and compassion. The seven last sayings of Jesus Christ were spoken in confidence. Not what man say, but that the plan of God was transpiring. Jesus spoke his last words in confidence, knowing that it wasn't an end, but it was a new beginning. And then community, Saturday from 12 to 3, we have a free family festival that's going to be taking place at Living Word Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard. There's going to be bounce houses, children's activities, crafts. It's fun for the whole family. So just come on out and have a great time. The children will have an opportunity to look for candy eggs, and they will also receive a resurrection message at their level from our children's church director. So that'll be going on Saturday from 12 to 3. So it's all about a community celebration of our resurrected Savior. And on Sunday morning, we'll be looking at the compassion. That's our key word, the compassion of Jesus Christ. He died for each and every one of us, not just each and every one of us who are saved now, but each and every one of us who continue to exist and breathe on this earth. So the compassion of Jesus Christ shown through his death, his burial, his resurrection, and his ascension.
Yes. So make this weekend meaningful, the most meaningful weekend of your life, where we come to the understanding, Pastor Diana, why did Jesus die? So we got to get that understanding. It's just not another holiday, or it's just not another celebration. It has meaning, purpose. Why did Jesus die? Why? And we've been saying it, Living Word Church is established to do the work of him that died. Okay, let me say that again. Living Word Church is established to do the work of him that died. Matthew chapter 28, Jesus' last word to the disciples before he go to the cross. He says, now go make disciple. Go make disciple. Why? Because he's going to die for them. For God so loved the world, John chapter 3, verse 16, that he gave his only son, that whosoever believe on him will not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. God sent his son with grace. Mm-hmm. Oh, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Jesus did not come to condemn, but to save that which was lost. Mm-hmm. So why did Jesus die? Why is resurrection? Why is the crucifixion? Is all to do one thing and one thing only, win souls. Mm-hmm. Well, let me preach it this morning.
And that what Pastor was just saying was all in John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And then when we go into verse 18, it continues, he who believes in him is not condemned. But he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So when Jesus was telling them in Matthew that to go forth to make disciples, to teach them all these things that he has commanded them and taught them, he's telling them because they're going to be able to do it.
Right.
How are they going to be able to do it? Through the power of the Holy Spirit. So why was Jesus so able? Why was he so strengthened to be able to go through the avenue of the crucifixion, this excruciating physical endurance that he had to have, came from his spiritual sight. Yeah. That he knew that after the crucifixion, after the resurrection, after the ascension, that the Holy Spirit will be released into the earth. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, there's an expansion of the ministry. Jesus was only able to be in one place at one time prior to the crucifixion. He was in the form of a man's body, and that man's body is only able to be in one place at one time. So when you read through the Gospels, you see people, hey, we need you over here. People pulling, people thronging, people pressing up against them, people making requests. Hey, we need you over here. Well, why weren't you here? And all these things, because he could only physically be in one place at one time. But then we see after the resurrection, there was a period of time, there was 40 days, where Jesus in his glorified body, now he presented himself to the believers for a period of 40 days. So he didn't look like the last Jesus that they saw. So they didn't recognize him often right at first. He didn't look like the Jesus whose skin had been tore off through the lashings that had was just crucified in front of them on the cross. He physically didn't look like that. That destruction that took place to his physical body was not seen anymore, with the exception of the scars there on his hands. But he had a glorious transformation when he was presented onto them, and they didn't recognize him at first. But when he would begin to talk to them, then they knew. They bore witness that it was him. And then all the things that he had told them about, okay, they're going to tear down this temple. It's going to be destroyed, but after it'll be built again. All these little nuggets that he was dropping along the way, they finally began to understand, wait, this is Jesus. This is Jesus in his resurrected body, in his glorified body, and he spent more time with them. So he had time with them when he was in his physical body, then he is crucified. So then on resurrection, the third day, we call Resurrection Sunday, was the third day, he rises, and now he is presenting himself to them again for a period of 40 days. At this time, he was able to move freely. He was coming in locked rooms. He was able to move freely. He could be here and then he could be there, when it wouldn't have been possible for a physical man to travel from this point to this point in the amount of time. So he was able to move more freely. Now, when he ascended then to the Father, when he goes up, right? And the Bible tells us, I believe it's in Acts chapter 1, it says, as you've seen him go up, that's how he's going to come back. So they saw him actually ascend after the resurrection. They saw him 40 days later actually ascend. So before he ascends, he tells them, I need y'all to get together on one accord. I need you to consecrate some time to pray, because the Father is releasing the Holy Spirit. It's like a relay, right? When that relay baton, when Jesus ascends, now the baton comes to the Holy Spirit released in the earth. And Jesus had said before the fact, he said, you know, greater is he greater is the Spirit that is going to be in you, that you're going to be able to do greater things through the power of the Holy Spirit than Jesus was able to do. Jesus was only able to be in one place at one time. Now he's able to be everywhere at the same time through the power, through the influence, through the wisdom, through the confidence, through the strategy of the Holy Spirit. So everywhere we are, God is, right? Yes. Because he's operating through each and every one of us by his Holy Spirit. So everywhere there is a person, there's an avenue for the Holy Spirit to be able to operate. Everywhere a person is in the earth. So that is everywhere. That is in all nations.
Yes.
It's an opportunity. It's an avenue for the Holy Spirit to be able to operate in the earth. Well, what is the job of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit brings conviction onto salvation. The Holy Spirit brings comfort, guidance, peace, direction through the sanctification process.
Yes.
And the Holy Spirit is there even at glorification. When we return, our spirit returns on to God. There's that comfort. There's that atmosphere of peace. Even though it's a time of devastation for those who are in the earth, those who are in Christ, it says that we don't grieve as those who have no hope, because we know that it's not the end. It's a new beginning in Christ. So through the power, the avenue of the Holy Spirit, we have the ability to go to make disciples. What are we telling them? We're telling them how Christ transformed our own personal life, and we're telling them the living word, what the Bible says. So we have to know what the Bible says, because it's not just a feeling. It's not just for that moment. Salvation is everything. And there's parts of salvation. You have your justification when you first confess that you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth. The Bible says that there's your salvation. You're saved. But then we go through this period of time, which is sanctification. And that sanctification period is going to last until we take our last breath. Because glorification, the Bible says, takes place in the twinkling of an eye. So everything from the time that you get saved till the time that you translate from this earth into heaven, all that time in between is the sanctification period.
Yes.
So how do we get through that time, all that time?
Yes.
We get through by the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is leading us, teaching us, guiding us, and showing us what we need to do, what to do in order to become more into the image of Christ and to come further away from our own thoughts, from our own way of doing things, and move on to how God is directing us to do things and how he has already set forth for things to come forth in the earth realm. Make your day count.
Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.